Welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax, the podcast where we turn legal and workplace topics into practical conversations you can actually use in everyday life. I'm Chad, and today we're talking about something that affects every employee and every employer: workplace health and safety and anti-discrimination protections under Cambodian law.
Hi, Chad. Happy to be back. And I think this episode is a really important one because when people hear labor law, they often think contracts and salaries. But a huge part of employment is actually about creating a safe and fair place to work.
Exactly. Because most of us spend a huge part of our lives at work. So the environment matters. All right, Zoe, let's start with workplace health and safety. Sounds technical, but is it?
Not as complicated as people think. At its core, Cambodian labor law says employers should provide a workplace where employees can work safely and comfortably.
Which feels like a pretty basic expectation.
It does, but when you break it down, there's actually a lot included. We're talking about clean working conditions, proper lighting, ventilation, hygienic facilities, and making sure people aren't working in uncomfortable or unhealthy environments.
So the standard shouldn't be survive the workday.
Exactly. Employees shouldn't feel like getting through the day is an endurance challenge.
And workplace setup matters too, right?
Definitely. Employers should think about practical things: appropriate seating, safe workstations, reducing excessive noise, and making sure employees can actually do their jobs without unnecessary risks.
That sounds obvious. Until you've worked somewhere with a chair that feels older than the company itself.
Exactly. Small things can affect health and productivity more than people realize.
And what about jobs that involve actual physical risk?
Then employers have additional responsibilities. If employees work in environments requiring protection, employers should provide proper safety equipment and suitable work clothing.
So helmets, gloves, masks, depending on the work.
Right. And safety equipment only works if it's available and maintained properly.
What about machinery and technical equipment?
That's another major area. Employers should ensure machines and technical systems are safely installed and properly maintained. Workplace safety isn't only about preventing accidents. It's also about reducing ongoing risks.
So the goal is productivity, not turning the workplace into an action movie.
Exactly. Nobody wants Mission Impossible, Office Edition.
Now, some listeners might wonder, who actually checks whether companies are doing these things?
Good question. The Ministry of Labor and Vocational Training, or MLVT, conducts workplace inspections to monitor compliance with labor requirements, safety standards, and employee protection obligations.
So companies can't just say, everything's under control.
Not anymore. Compliance and workplace standards are becoming more important, especially for businesses that want to attract and retain good employees.
All right, let's move to another topic that people care a lot about today: discrimination in the workplace.
Yes, and Cambodian labor law sets an important principle here. Employees should not be treated unfairly based on factors such as gender, race, religion, political beliefs, or union activities.
Meaning decisions should be based on whether someone can actually do the job.
Exactly. Performance and qualifications, not assumptions or personal bias.
Simple idea. Harder to apply consistently.
That's true. In practice, employers are expected to provide equal opportunities across the entire employment journey, whether that's recruitment, promotions, training opportunities, compensation, or disciplinary actions.
So, workplace fairness isn't just about hiring.
Not at all. It touches almost every stage of employment.
And when fairness breaks down, it affects more than legal compliance.
Absolutely. It impacts trust, morale, retention, and company culture. Employees notice whether decisions feel fair.
Especially now. People are paying more attention to workplace culture than before.
Very true. Employees increasingly expect workplaces to be inclusive and respectful, not just legally compliant.
But I guess implementation still varies across different businesses?
Yes. Cambodia continues to develop and strengthen these protections. And in practice, some companies, especially smaller organizations, may still be building stronger HR systems and policies.
So the direction is clear, even if the journey is ongoing.
Exactly. More employers are realizing that creating safe and fair workplaces isn't only about avoiding legal issues. It's also good for performance, reputation, and long-term success.
That's a great place to end. Today we talked about workplace health, employee well-being, safety responsibilities, and anti-discrimination protections. And really, all of it comes back to one idea: building workplaces where people can do their best work.
Because people work better when they feel safe, respected, and treated fairly.
Well said.
Thanks for having me again, Chad.
And thank you to everyone listening to Cambodia Legal and Tax. If you enjoyed this episode, follow the podcast and share it with someone who works with people, which is basically everyone. Until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of your workplace too.
See you next episode.